now at Minnesota and State in Indianapolis. We have a lot of kids here, or youth, coming from Maryland, just helping in the remodeling of this church, which is Foursquare Gospel Church. So what's your name, and what state you're from, and what's your church, and how did you get involved here?
My name is Jenna, and I live in Indiana, and our church is Newburgh United Methodist Church.
Oh, okay.
And
so what you've been doing?
We've been raking up these leaves and, like, bringing the sticks over there and helping out with the food pantry in there and stuff like that.
I see. How was your experience so far?
Fun.
That's good. You have any encouragement out there to, you know, younger generation?
Oh, yeah, they should definitely do it because it's fun.
Okay, thank you.
Welcome.
What's your name, and what state are you from, and what's the name of your church?
My name is Josie, and I'm from Illinois, and my church is Third Presbyterian Church.
Oh, okay. So what do you think, what are you guys doing today here?
We're cleaning up this church and helping out outside and inside,
yeah,
and trying to repair it.
That's good. So you're making some friends here then?
Yes, I made some friends.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so what's your name, and where are you from?
Mark Novak, and I'm from Maryland.
And what you've been doing earlier?
I was nailing nails into the wall so we could get the base of the wall up against it so it'll look nice.
Okay. And do you have any encouragement for the other youth out there?
That they could probably come here and help, so it'll be beautiful when they open back up, so many people can come.
So is this your first mission trip?
Yeah.
Really? How is it? How is it going?
So far, it's been great.
That's good. This is at the start of Faith, Hope, and Love Week, 2011, and I'm here with one of our leaders for the Dance Your Shoes Off, which was yesterday. And she has, tell me your name, and then what was your story about the dance, the different things going on, the emotion, the spiritual things that's happening, and also about the balloon.
I'm Sarah Pierce. Yesterday's dance couldn't have gone more amazing. The Lord's Spirit was just there. A lot of the dancers came up to me later and told me that the Spirit fell on them and they began to cry while they were dancing. A lot of them were laughing and just rejoicing in the Lord. I know myself personally, I was just looking up into the sky and just feeling God's presence so strong. And I really felt, you know, just on every one of the dancers afterwards, just the Spirit of God was just on all of them after the dance. And it was amazing. It was a transition from practice to just allowing the Lord to do what it was meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really, really cool.
What about the balloon? You heard you receive a call or something?
Yeah, I guess my name was on one of the balloons with a scripture, and a gentleman called me about an hour and a half after the balloons were released.
Give a brief introduction about what did we do with the balloons.
The balloons were released into the sky. They were prayed over. They actually had, I believe, a prophecy over the balloons and how they represented, what was it, Merlin, the seven mountains of the Lord.
Yes.
And so they were all released, and one of the balloons, I don't remember what scripture it was. He told me what it was, but a gentleman received it. His dog was barking out in the backyard, and all of his kids ran out to get the balloon. And they were all really excited to find that there was a scripture and a phone number on it. So they called me all excited, and they were believers, and he shared with me his favorite scripture and just talked to me for a few minutes, all excited, and wanted to know what we were doing that day. So I shared a little bit about faith, hope, and love, and you know, how we just had a God-given day, and it was really exciting, and he was excited about that, so.
Amen. Thank you, Sarah.
Yes.
City Transformation, Faith, Hope, and Love Week 2011. God bless you.